Okay, so yesterday in Oxford, there was a heavy downpours, and Oxford Fire Department was overwhelmed with calls for service, and those guys were out rescuing people left and right. We sent an ambulance over to Oxford to assist, because Oxford Ambulance was also tied up. So we sent one of our ambulances over. As they were approaching the scene where the original call was, they noticed that the bridge was out between them and the patient they were trying to get to, and they had stopped there for a while to figure out how they were going to get to this person. It ended up that the person didn't really need medical attention. That worked out fine, but they were parked right in front of the Brookside Inn on Route 67. And they noticed that the Brookside Inn, the water continued to get higher and higher and higher and encroached the building, and then finally surrounded the building and was pushed up against the building. And the, the force and the power of moving water is enormous. And they radioed back and they said, there's something going on here with Brookside Inn. We think there's people in there. In the meantime, we were able to make contact with people inside the restaurant and determine that there was actually 18 people inside the restaurant and a staff member. And next door, there's an apartment, a separate building, and there was a woman in there with her dog. And both dwellings were in a very hazardous condition. And so they feared that the integrity of the buildings, the integrity of the road around it, was suspect. Also, got rushing water, large objects being propelled toward the building, striking the building, including cars, dumpsters. I mean, it was a pretty nasty situation. The Oxford Fire Department, like I said, those guys were doing rescues all over town, and they just didn't have anyone available at that point to send. And so we ended up making the call to call our ladder truck over. We consulted with the Oxford Fire Chief. We sent our ladder truck over from Beacon Falls Fire Department, met up with our ambulance over on scene, and sent a rescue truck, set up our ladder truck, made a determination if we could safely or as safe as possible effect a rescue with using our ladder as a bridge. And we were able to do it. We had just enough distance. We have a 107-foot ladder truck. We used about 100 feet of it. And the concerns were, is the road stable enough to put the outriggers down so the ladder truck doesn't tip over? Are these people able to walk across a ladder? And are these buildings going to give way before we can make the rescue? So we came up with a plan with our team and had a backup plan in case that plan didn't work, which included a boat and some ropes, and which was much more dangerous. And we set up the ladder. We were able to make one rescue with a woman and her dog. That was the first one, through her second floor window of an apartment. And then we got her to safety, moved the ladder about 100 feet over to where the patrons of the Brookside Inn were waiting to be rescued. We were able to put the ladder down there next to one of the doors on a concrete platform and started to move people across, the 18 people that were in that building, over, including a couple of people who were more disabled. They used walkers to walk, and so that made it a little bit more challenging. We had to put those folks in a basket and kind of pull them across the rails of the ladder, but we were able to get everybody out safely. There were no injuries. It was extremely dangerous for our firefighters and for those walking across that ladder, because if you slipped into the water, that was it. That was going to be it. So, but everything worked out fine. We're very grateful to the folks at the employee of the Brookside Inn, who kept all her patrons calm, called for help, gave us all clear directions on who was in there, how many, any special things that we might need. So she did a great job keeping her customers safe. And we're able to get everybody out.
Unbelievable. And Jeremy, just a huge thank you to you and the crews there in Beacon Falls and Oxford for all the rescue efforts, but especially that. And what a great story about the woman, the staff member who was able to help her customers.
Absolutely. Her name is Nicole, and I don't know her last name, but everybody everyone's close up in the valley, you know, and people know each other. And she kept everybody. Yeah, she was, I'm sure, terrified. But she kept her calm and her demeanor and made sure that her customers, you know, knew that help was coming and that she was in contact with help and kept them as calm as she could. And she did a great job.
Jeremy, thank you again for coming on to share the story with us. It's so important that these stories are shared in the community. So thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it.